God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is, there's power in disbelieving. We begin. You create the world you live in by making conscious and unconscious decisions that ensure your life consists of things your mind envisioned. Whether you see good or bad in your life, you are the only one who has enabled that aspect of your life to exist, and you have the capacity to change it at any time. Do you have disease? You've enabled it. Are you poor? You've enabled it. Are you sad, lonely, depressed? You've enabled it. God does not punish us by making our lives hard. We make our lives hard by not totally trusting God. You create what you consider to be the bad things in your life. It might sound cold or callous to say somebody brought such a condition upon themselves, but God didn't do it, and that just leaves us. Since we tend to not like taking responsibilities for ourselves, we created a devil to blame things on. However, just like in politics, simply blaming everyone else as to why a condition exists doesn't fix the condition. You could spend your whole life blaming others and pointing to others, but wouldn't you rather fix the problem? To dig further, if you did want to fix the problem, you wouldn't be preoccupied with blaming others and trying to explain it away. This can only conclude that you don't want to fix the problem, and that you actually enjoy the purpose the problem creates in your life. How or why would you or anyone want bad things to occur in your life? Because you actually do want them, and because you don't believe they don't have to be. You have accepted their existence on some level, and therefore they exist in your life. Jesus healed because he did not desire sickness, and he did not accept that sickness was inevitable. He knew it was a choice. As people gave him opportunity, he joined with them and chose not to believe in the sickness or illness. He didn't have to believe in the health of the person because he already knew that perfect physical and mental health is a natural state that God wants for us while we are here. The sickness, the disease, the circumstance, they are just effects of what you have accepted as inevitable or even have desired. And since we are all one spirit, if you believe it could happen to somebody else, you are believing it could happen to you as well. If you step over the crippled man, you have accepted him as crippled, and therefore accepted that people can be crippled, that you can be crippled. If you like telling people how sick you are or how bad your life is, then you are actually getting pleasure from these bad events, and you will experience the effects of your sickness and bad life until you decide you don't want to get pleasure from them anymore. If you bragged about anything bad in your life, then you're giving the problem purpose, and it will stay with you for as long as you find purpose in it. To end this cycle, God gives you the choice to have a different purpose. The focus for trusting God is to stop believing what this world is teaching you and start believing what God is teaching you. God doesn't teach pain, suffering, sickness, disease, sorrow, and despair. The world does. God teaches the total absence of all these things. God teaches peace, harmony, love, and goodness. God teaches happiness and health. To believe God is to disbelieve the world. Your purpose then changes from one who sees the bad in all things, past, present, and future, to one who sees the possibility of goodness in all things now and all things to come. the past is gone and has no meaning since it is just a reflection of what you don't want. Let it go. In one respect, God doesn't need you to believe in Him in order for Him to work with you, because He knows we are limited in what we could even fathom as being possible. However, He will not thwart our own wills. Our freedom of choice, our free will, is a precious gift to us, and God will not stop the things of the world from affecting your life as long as you continue to believe and trust in them instead. The statement, "to have no other gods before me," isn't a threat. It isn't a cry of an entity who is jealous. It isn't a demand that requires compliance out of fear. It is none of those things. That statement is a message of divine and wonderful direction. It's a message to not place things between yourself and God. God is here to help us, not manipulate and confuse us. The beliefs of the world are another God. Remove the beliefs of the world from between you and God. Have no other gods, and you will have opened your heart to hear God more clearly and to see His direction in all that you do. Each of us that joins with God, and therefore with everyone, has the capacity to bring healing to our minds, and therefore to our bodies as well. With God, we won't just fix the effects of the problem, we'll heal the source of the problem. Fear is at the heart of all things not from God. Fear creates and enables disease, sickness, sorrow, famine, war, hatred, and jealousy. Heal fear, and what is left? Just love and peace. Believe there is room for fear in the world, and there will be room for fear in the world. You don't have to believe in love, because God is love, and it exists whether you believe it or not. Fear, on the other hand, is created only by us, so stop believing fear has to exist, and it will diminish in the world. The end result is that you're left with love and peace, which is the natural state of all being. You don't have to create it. You just need to stop placing things in its way. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BEINGWILLING.com. BeingWilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.